With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Utah Governor Spencer Cox says investigators are not yet ready to discuss a motive in the killing of conservative activist Charlie Kirk, but that the 22-year-old who was arrested leaned to the left. Cox said today that information comes from interviews with suspect Tyler Robinson's family and friends. The governor also said Robinson is not being cooperative in custody. Cox is a Republican who's called for partisans on both sides to tone down their rhetoric in the wake of the killing. The Trump administration's Make America Healthy initiative faces strong opposition, but Senator Eric Schmidt says those critics shot down all questioning when they were in charge.
It's their apparatus to exert power and to silence people and to cloak themselves in the science, the settled science, which, by the way, as a concept is a total joke. The idea is, of course, the scientific method is to always be questioning assumptions. And that's what we're doing right now because we've been lied to for so long.
The Missouri Republican on the Salem Radio Network. A proposed fine of more than $3 million for Boeing.
The FAA's proposed fine of $3.1 million against Boeing is for safety violations that occurred from September 2023 through February 2024. They include one related to a jetliner losing a door plug panel on its fuselage in mid-flight. The FAA says it has identified hundreds of quality system violations at the 737 factories of Boeing and its subcontractor Spirit AeroSystems. Boeing says it's reviewing the proposed penalty. The company put in place a safety and quality plan last year under FAA oversight. I'm Mike Hempen.
Ukrainian drones have struck one of Russia's largest oil refineries and sparked a fire early this morning. This is SRN News. As disputes rage over religion's place in public schools, the Ten Commandments have become a focal point. At least a dozen states have considered proposals that would require classrooms to post the Decalogue and three adopted measures mandating their display in 2024-2025, including Louisiana, Arkansas, and Texas. All three laws have at least been partially blocked by the federal courts, the Texas law most recently. Most legal experts believe one or more of these cases will eventually reach the U.S. Supreme Court. Hong Kong lawmakers have rejected a bill that would have granted recognition to same-sex partnerships in the Chinese city and a major setback to the LGBT movement. The legislation, which stopped short of formally legalizing gay marriage, stemmed from one of the recent Hong Kong court rulings that pushed the government to offer more accommodations to LGBT people. Out of the lawmakers who attended the meeting, 71 voted against the bill, 14 approved it, 1 abstained. This is SRN News. A new poll surveys Americans on poverty and homelessness.
A majority of U.S. adults, about 6 in 10, think individual choices are a major driver of why people remain in poverty. About 43% favor the removal of homeless encampments in U.S. cities versus about 25% who are opposed. That's according to a new poll from the University of Chicago Harris School of Public Policy and the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. Fewer than half of Americans polled say unfair systems are a major factor contributing to poverty. 80% say that homelessness has increased, and they are right. According to federal data, homelessness went up by 18% last year. Just over half of those polled think the government spends too little on those in need. I'm Jennifer King.
Today is Sunday, September the 14th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday, including actor Walter Koenig of Star Trek fame. He is 89 years old. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, 47 today. This is SRN News.